Welcome back to the show. And now we check in with the Iowa FFA Association, who highlights just a fraction of the fun and excitement that FFA members in the Hawkeye State had this summer's Iowa State Fair.
What's up, Iowa FFA?
I'm here with
Wyatt Bailey.
And he's from the Southeast Polk chapter. Wyatt Bailey, what's going on here?
So right now we're in the Animal Learning Center. It's located on kind of the north side of the Iowa State Fair. And the Animal Learning Center is kind of a way for the public to come and see what agriculturalists all across Iowa do. So we have beef cattle, we have dairy cattle calves, we have sows and them farrowing, we have sheep and goats, chicks and chickens and turkeys too, and ostriches.
All right, and your chapter kind of sets this up and gets it going, right? So how long does it take you guys to get this all ready to go?
This ALC project is a year-long thing. We start artificially inseminating all the cows 10 months ago. So it's we are planning constantly throughout the year, making sure that this learning center goes off without a hitch.
That's awesome. Do you know how your chapter got started with this project?
This is the 13th year that our chapter's been doing this. It's been something that the Iowa State Fair asked a local chapter to do. And since we're from Southeast Polk, it's not that far away from the State Fair. It's really easy for our chapter to come and get set up here. Our chapter's also, we have about 150 members. So we have enough members to have to work all the shifts here.
That's awesome. Yep. This is a super cool thing. So next year at the State Fair, make sure you check it out. Thanks, Wyatt.
Thank you.
My name is Joe Westlake, and I'm from the Indianola FFA chapter.
Could you tell us a little bit about your project here today?
Yes, so this was my grandpa's first tractor that he bought back, one of the first ones. He lived Corning, Iowa, and he didn't have much growing up, and this was a very big purchase that he ever made. And back in the day, it was a big piece of machinery. Nowadays, it doesn't look like much, but I still have a lot of connections to it. He passed away in 04. There's a lot to it. 04 to 06 is how long it sat, and then we moved it up to a barn. We only pulled it up to the barn, and the barn ended up getting hit by a tornado, and it flipped the barn over on top of it. So it pretty much just ruined the whole tractor, and ever since then, this is the only one we kept from his auction. And ever since then, I've always wanted to restore it. I knew there was many hours worth of work to be done due to the tornado and just wear and tear over the years, but we finally got enough time, and I went ahead and got after it and finally got it done.
Awesome. So what was the most difficult part about restoring your tractor?
One of the most difficult things I would say would be the float ride seat. Just as when the tornado came, the barn snapped that off backwards.
Wow.
And not only is it hard to just rebuild in the first place, because it's hard to find parts for tractors this old, but the parts for the seat, there's limited parts you can get. So a lot of them I had to straighten out and reuse, but due to the tornado, it just moved everything around, and it was difficult to get that back on, but it was a great project and lots of fun.
All right, and one last question for you here. What would you say to other members who are thinking about maybe getting involved with tractor restoration but don't know where to start?
One thing I would say is start off, get a tractor. There's plenty of help out there. Many of older gentlemen and people that have interest in this, it's great learning experience. There's so much to be learned. Just I knew quite a bit, but I didn't know everything. And from doing this, I learned 10 times more than I ever would have thought I would have. And it's just a great learning experience all around.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Tyler Comas, the Southwest State Vice President, and with me today is
Lainey Graff from the Sigourney FFA chapter.
So Lainey, tell us a little bit about your tractor.
So I decided last year that I wanted to restore a tractor to bring up here and show off to everybody. And we kind of looked online and stuff and tried to figure out affordable options and ended up finding this one up in Minnesota. And we decided that we were going to restore it and use it to rake hay after fair was over.
Awesome. So what was one of the most challenging things you found when restoring your tractor?
this has been repainted once, but I don't think it's ever been cleaned. So every bit of grease and dirt that was on the tractor just got sprayed over. So I spent more hours cleaning it than I actually did fixing it. And also, it was my first time ever using a paint gun. So this is how I learned to paint. And the entire process, my dad kept telling me that I picked the worst thing possible to learn on.
So what was one of the most rewarding things you did after restoring your tractor?
The fact that I got to bring it up here and I managed to get third place my first year. And that when I go home, we're going to cut hay soon, so I get to rake hay with it.
Awesome. What would you say to someone that maybe is considering restoring your tractor? What's a piece of advice that you would give to them?
Probably find what your budget is first, and then figure out what kind of tractor will fit in that. And if you're still young enough that you have time to get a good job to fund your tractor, that's probably a good idea, because anything that's not red is expensive.
Awesome. Well, Lainey, your tractor looks awesome, and thank you so much for interviewing today.
Thank you.
All right. Hi, guys. I'm here with Phoebe. And Phoebe, can you tell us a little bit about the project you exhibited earlier at the fair?
I exhibited the Reserve Champion FFA Market Lamb, and his name's Big Al. We named him after Al Schminke, his breeder, who's also from Iowa.
Very cool. Now, can you tell us a little bit about what it took to raise this animal and how you prepared for the show?
To prepare for the show at home, we walked him up and down the driveway, we treadmilled him, we put him on the round walker, we wrapped legs. There's a lot entailed to it.
That is so interesting. What's your favorite part about working with your lamb?
Getting to hang out with my brother. It's something we've always done together, so just growing up over the years with him is fun.
That is awesome. So what would you tell other members who might want to get into the sheep project but they don't quite know where to start?
Don't be intimidated. Go into the barns, ask questions. Everyone's willing to help.
All right, perfect.